Hi, it's Dave. So Elon Musk just gave a huge clue about Tesla's super ambitious plans for the future. And he also replied to one of my tweets about it. In this video, I'm going to unpack this significant clue and insight that Elon is sharing about why it's important and how we can value it as Tesla investors. All right, let's go to this tweet that Elon just tweeted. He says that, so this is a tweet that I actually shared first. I said, if you missed Tesla's earnings, the highlight was Elon Musk sharing in the call that he thinks Tesla's Model Y will become the top-selling vehicle of any kind in 2022 or 2023. The world's top-selling car is currently the Corolla at 1.5 million units per year. So, I mean, 1.5 million units, I mean, that's like, that's crazy. That's a lot of cars. And I'm tweeting, I'm saying, hey, this is what Elon said. He said Elon thinks that Tesla's Model Y can be the top selling vehicle of any kind in 2022 or 2023. So Elon replies and it says, it seems quite likely, at least based on revenue in 2022 and possibly in total units in 2023. So he kind of tapers expectations. He says, maybe in 2023, we'll get there, right? 1.5 million units of the Model Y. All right, so I'm kind of torn here. First off, I kind of like Elon Musk and Zach Kirkhorn, their CFO, to underpromise, right? To sandbag, not give lofty expectations. But on the flip side, I kind of like it when Elon gives these really tasty clues as to the super ambitious, crazy plans that Tesla holds. And I think this is one of those clues. And I think it's super significant. In this video, let's dive deeper into kind of what this means. All right, so I tweeted after this, and I said, hey, if Tesla can sell 1.5 million Model Ys and 500,000 Model 3s and plus Model S and Xs, that would be 2 million cars a year in 2022 or 2023, more likely in 2023. Okay. And then I gave kind of like some napkin math. And I think napkin math is a crucial skill. And the four things you just need to know napkin math are the revenue, gross profit, operating expenses, and operating income. So revenue is just the total money they're bringing in, right? Just take the vehicles in that quarter or year, times it by the average sales price, ASP per vehicle, and you'll get a revenue. That's the money, right, that they're getting from selling their products or services. Then you want to get a gross profit. And the way you get a gross profit is you minus all of the cost of goods or the cost of sales, the cost that it takes to make those cars, right? So this is the factory, the machines usually CapEx, meaning they're depreciated over time, or the production line workers, et cetera, and the parts and all that. And so if you minus that, you get a gross profit. So in Tesla's case, they could get perhaps a $5.6 billion gross profit if they sell 500,000 vehicles per year. And then you take minus the operating expenses, the money it costs to operate the company, the research and development, selling, general, and administrative, so all their other expenses. Let's say that's $2 billion. Tesla's left with $3.6 billion in operating income. I don't think people are understanding the magnitude of how much cash or how much profit Tesla is about to generate with their vehicles just ramping tremendously going forward. So what I did was I went ahead and I created this simple spreadsheet here. And I said, okay, let's map this out. How would this work year over year? So the Model 3, let's say hypothetically in 2021, it sells 500,000 vehicles. And then the Model Y this year sells 350,000 vehicles. Model S and X, 50,000 vehicles. That's 900,000 vehicles. Let's go to next year. Let's say Model 3 is still 500,000. So I'm just saying hypothetically, if Model 3 stays the same, let's be conservative. Model Y ramps to 750,000 with Austin, Berlin, Shanghai expanding. That seems doable. The only question is, hey, can 4680 cells, you know, really provide that? But also Tesla's ramping suppliers, as they noted. So you have Model S and X at 100,000 vehicles, Cybertruck and Semi at 150,000. I think that's pretty reasonable. Overall, 1.5 million units. And then in 2023, now this is the year where Tesla could sell, let's say, 500,000 Model Ys, 1.5 million Model or actually 500,000 Model 3s, 1.5 million Model Ys, let's say according to Elon Musk. If things go well, Model S and X, 100,000. And let's say the Cybertruck plus Semi is 300,000. That's 2.4 million cars in 2023. So what does this look like? How can we value this overall. So let's say in 2021, let's say hypothetically, this is going to be super kind of simplified to make it easier. The revenue, let's say we keep it to $45,000 per car, okay, just over time. Now, this is going to fluctuate, but as Tesla increases and ramps their production, the average sales price might go down for the car, but they might be able to make it up off of full self-driving. So let's say hypothetically, it stays the same at 45,000. Gross profit, let's say it stays at 25% throughout, and then operating expenses will increase it a bit every year, and then we'll get an operating income. So let's do 2021. 2021, we have $40 billion in revenue this year. Gross profit of $10 billion, operating expenses, let's say, of $6 billion, and operating income of $4 billion. All right, this looks pretty good, right? $4 billion of operating income. That's fantastic. Now, you got to minus taxes and interest income, et cetera, to get, you know, your net profit figures. But let's just go with operating income. I think it's a little bit easier. All right, next year, 2022, what happens if Tesla sells 1.5 million vehicles? You get $67.5 billion in revenue. $16.875 billion in gross profit. Operating expenses, we're upping it $7.5 billion, and you get operating income of $9.375 billion. So operating income basically doubles, which is fantastic, right? It's almost $10 billion in operating income next year, hypothetically. 2023, what happens if Tesla actually delivers these vehicles at an average price of $45,000? You get $108 billion of revenue. Gross profit of $27 billion. Operating income, let's up it again a bit, and you get $9 billion. So here's the key. Some people might say, oh, why are you upping it just a little bit? Because don't you up it a lot because Tesla's expanding all of these, you know, building all these cars. The reality is the operating or the expenses that it takes to build the cars, for example, the factory workers, the factory equipment itself, the parts, et cetera, all of that actually goes already into gross profit. They're called cost of goods. They're cost of sales. It's the cost to make the product. So this isn't really operating expenses. Operating expenses is what it takes to run the company outside of making those products. So it's the engineers and the salespeople and the service people, et cetera. Actually, service could go under cost of goods for service. But it's the other expenses, R&D, selling, general, and administrative, that make up the operating expenses. And this is why operating expenses won't go up as fast as, for example, revenue, is because the revenue is the vehicles, and then the expenses that's required to make the vehicles is already included in the gross profit figure. So $9 billion of operating expenses, and then you're left with operating income of $18 billion. So what just happened here? Well, in 2-year period of 2021 and 2023, Tesla went from $4 billion of operating income to $18 billion of operating income. Now, I'm not going to say this is not investment advice. All of my videos are a stream of consciousness. They change all the time with more information. But all I'm saying is that if you go with these figures, right, that's a 4x jump in operating income just within 2 years, right, a 2-year period. And I don't think people are fully understanding the operating leverage that Tesla has. And what that means is as the revenue increases, their expenses don't increase as much, and therefore their operating income increases faster than their revenue growth. This is exponential in nature, and this is why Tesla has just an amazing, amazing business model, complete cash cow of a business model that will only get better if full self-driving gets solved. They're able to even charge more margins, right? They're able to add additional businesses like robotaxi, etc. They also have other lines of businesses, let's say with Tesla Energy as well. So it's a very diversified, comprehensive, very ambitious company that we're talking about here with Tesla. All right, so how can we value this company? So the question is, what kind of multiple would you give off of their operating income, let's say 2 years down the road, so say in 2023? And so a lot of this is dependent on investor sentiment at that time. You know, what's the mood around growth stocks? What's the interest rate? Let's say the 10-year treasury. What are other growth stocks being valued at? So there's a lot of various factors, but hypothetically, you know, if you're giving a 50 times multiple off of their 2023 operating income, that's $800 billion. So that's about where we're at, but a little bit more, right? 50 seems pretty conservative considering this is a company that'd be growing at over 50%, right? Year over year growth rate. If you're giving it 100 times 2023 multiple, that's actually 100 and or $1.8 trillion, right, in market cap value. And that, you might be saying, oh, that's crazy, but just look at the figures. If a company is giving $108 billion in revenue and they're growing at over 50% a year, maybe you might give them a 10, right, price over sales ratio. So all of this stuff is subjective in some ways, where it's up to the individual, it's up to the investor. And that's why no one can tell you exactly, hey, you have to value a company like this. In a way, value is in the eye of the beholder. It's what you want to pay for. But ultimately, right, the company will trend lower to lower multiples because it's a function of future cash flows that you're paying for. Anyways, I hope this video kind of giving a quick insight into what I think is the most important development in terms of financials. And this is what institutional investors, big money, will look at significantly: how Tesla is growing their earnings over time, what Model Y means to Tesla. I mean, it means a huge deal, right? It means that Tesla could actually 4X or more, right? 4.5 times their operating income earnings just within 2 years. It's crazy, mind-boggling. Anyways, this is some quick insight. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast. Just look for Dave Lee on Investing in your favorite podcast player. Go ahead, like, and subscribe to get notified with future videos. And I'm also on Twitter. I'm active there at HeyDave7. All right, guys, we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.